two of those, and you wanted to, you had two horses, and they each had a swingle tree. What would you hook that up to?
A double tree.
A double.
You had two same trees on one double tree.
On one double tree. Yeah, I see.
One on each end.
And when you're riding the horse, what would you call the things you put your feet into?
Stirrup.
Stirrup. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Say you had two horses, or you were plowing or something like that. Did you have a special name for the, say, the one on the left, or the one that walked in the furrow?
Well, then always you've got a name for them. Like be one some one
would you,
way.
Would you ever call him a lead horse?
Well, a lead horse, you wouldn't. They wouldn't work. A lead horse wouldn't work in a breast, say two or three horses.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be in the lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Okay. Now, if I wanted something and it was not, or say I was going over to Greenville and I asked you how far it is and you wanted to tell me, but you didn't want to say the miles, you might say, well, it's just a little, what?
Piece up the road.
Yeah, piece up the road. And say if it was, say, Montgomery or something, 40 miles away, and you wanted to indicate that without telling me 40 miles, you might say, well, it's a long
distance.
Yeah, something like that up the road. Let's see, if something's pretty common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, but you can find it, you know, we'd say, well, or say I want a pen. I said, where can I buy a pen? You say, oh, just about
3 lengths of a whole handle down the street.
You know, or just about any, just about anywhere.
Yeah, most anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And say you had some ice and somebody was walking out, and if he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he'd be falling how?
Backward.
Mm-hmm. He fell this way, he'd be
falling. Forward.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. We're talking about plowing just a minute ago. Tell me about what you had to do to plant crops, or I tell you, take cotton and tell me about how you what you had to go about to do to raise cotton. When did you plant it, and how did you do everything?
Well, you first had to get your soil ready for it. You'd have to lay your rows off.
How would you do that?
Well, you'd with a plow, you'd lay your rows off, get so far over, have another row, and over further, another row. And you'd have a planter, put the seeds out. And nowadays they care 6 and 8 rows at a time with these cultivators they got. But back in them old mule days, you only had one row. They just one row to the trip. You had to make a round. Go further in and come back, you call that a round.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton was a long, drawed out something to grow.
When'd you usually start getting the soil ready? What month of the year?
Oh, they're only February and March.
And when'd you plant?
On 1st of April, by the middle of April.
Mm-hmm. What, after you had it planted and everything like that, what was some of the work you had to do in growing?
Well, you just had to ply it, had it caught up. First thing you do, you chop it.
What's
knock it out about 1 to 2 heels to the plant to the heel,
mm-hmm.
and about 6 to 8 inches apart, mm-hmm. and you ready to go cultivating it then.
Mm-hmm.
It takes.
Well, when would you be chopping the cotton?
Well, you'd be chopping it by the 1st of May, or the middle of May.
Mm-hmm.
It got up big enough to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Take 3 or 4 weeks before you get that large.
Mm-hmm. when would the cotton be ready to harvest?
Oh, as long last September, 1st of October.
About in there. I guess that's pretty hard work, too.
Yes, sir. Ooh.
How'd you harvest the cotton?
Well,